Yo, welcome back. Thank you for listening to another episode of Debate the Music, episode 13, right?
Yes, sir, 13.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for the support, man. We blowing up. This episode, we got to kind of talk about, we're just going to set the stage a little bit for Kendrick Lamar and Joey Badass. They both have albums coming out on April, whatever, this Friday. April 7th. I'll be trying to guess the date. So whose album are you looking forward to the most?
Well, I am looking forward more to Kendrick Lamar's album, considering the fact that we don't even have an album title. We haven't seen a cover. There was a speculated track list that we don't know if it's true or not. Joey Badass, on the other hand, don't get me wrong, I like Joey Badass. I feel like he improves with everything he puts out. That Devastated is like dope as fuck. Like, it had to grow on me too, because I'm like, what the fuck is this? But the more I listen to it, I'm like, yo, this shit is actually hot. And then he had another joint that I heard with Schoolboy Q called Rockabye Baby. And I was like, wow, like, okay. So, although Kendrick's album, we don't have a lot of info for it, I just don't want people to overlook Joey Badass's album, you know? And it's going to happen because Kendrick is coming out, which is why 2 Chainz pushed his little project back, because 2 Chainz was supposed to drop on the 7th as well, and he pushed it back. So it's like, shit, you know? But Kendrick, man, it's one of them things to where it's like, fuck, okay, tomorrow's Thursday. So around this time tomorrow, I'm going to be looking at Applebee's and like, okay, is it out yet?
Keep refreshing the page and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I don't know, man. I know it's going to be crazy. Well, what about you, man? Which one are you looking forward to more of us?
I would say I'm definitely super hyped for Kendrick with the 2 singles he dropped already. But I'm kind of hyped for Joey's too, because I feel like we haven't heard from him in a while. You know, and I'm a big fan of his because he has a real 90s flow style, you know, and he always, again, he's one of those artists that always sounds like himself. And Joey's one of the few rappers right now to give you bars. You know, I'm a big fan of bar rappers. So I'm really hoping.
So you said he don't give you bars, or he do?
No, he does. He does.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say, yeah, he does. He's one of those, the very few rappers that'll give you bars, like actual lyrics.
Did you hear Land of the Free?
Nah, I ain't hear it yet. I ain't hear it.
Gotta check out Land of the Free.
That 1999 is still fire to me.
Man, ain't it?
Still, like,
I'm like, yo, like, and it came out of nowhere. And I was just like, who's this dude? But, yeah, man. I think Pro Era would have been up there with, and I don't know, man. We got one episode. We got to debate the rap groups. One episode. Maybe next week. Maybe not next week, but maybe next episode we can debate the rap groups. We did R&B. It's so many out there that I want to figure out. Like, we did Young Money and all that, but I'm, you know, it's the ASAP Mobs and all that. So we'll talk about that at another time. But yeah, Joey Badass definitely is one of the few bar rappers in the game. And people get bar rappers confused with battle rappers. I think battle rappers are, you know, like, you ever watch a battle rapper and them motherfuckers, they rap, but they got an attitude?
Yeah, yeah.
That should be crazy to me, bro.
Yeah, we got, you like, know, we got to start reviewing those too, man.
Absolutely.
The rap battles, because I've been seeing a lot of trash battles lately, man. I got to win on them, man.
They're not the same like they used, like 4 years ago. They used to be like,
bro, 2012 was like the best year for battle rap. Like, man, it's watered down now, man.
Right.
So, I don't know. I feel like Kendrick is gonna, his album is gonna do extremely well immediately because of the hype. You know, like, just that Humbles track that we talked about last episode, like, it was on the video on YouTube, got millions of views. Like, it's ridiculous. Right. You know, and it's like, you gotta, dog, you gotta respect what you're doing, man. Like, you gotta respect where he's coming from with that. You know, it's different. He's staying true to himself, and I think a lot of rappers, don't really want to defer and step off to a different path, because it's like they don't want to be seen as different. You know, where I think rappers that are, you know, they call them conscious rappers, people kind of, you know, get on their head a little bit because they're not talking about the same garbage and talking about how many women they got and how much money they have, you know. So I think it's a risk being a rapper like that, because, again, like I said, a lot of people don't really want to support music like that. They want to hear the Migos constantly Bad and Bougie and all this whatever bullshit music. Yeah, man, and it's like, me personally, I really respect rappers who aren't afraid to, you know, be that conscious rapper and, you know, just rap some real shit. You know what I'm saying? We need that, because we got enough bullshit out there that make us look bad as people. You know what I'm saying? When you look at Love and Hip Hop, it's like, like, if you look at shows like that, you see our culture is just, people really bother me with that shit. It's like, we hate to be stereotypes and all that, but then when you have a rapper say something that goes against the stereotypes you hate, then y'all want to get mad at the rapper. It's like, which side are you on? Can you choose one to be mad at? It's confusing, man. So I respect rappers like Joey and Kendrick, man.
You can't help but respect it, because Russ, I don't know if you saw Russ's interview or not, but I did bring this up at one point in the show, one of the previous shows. A lot of these rappers talk about fake shit. Like, we all know, like, everybody doesn't have a Lambo. Everybody doesn't have this car, that car. Everybody doesn't have this money, that money. That shit gets boring, though, bro. Like, nobody wants to hear about, like, I like storytellers, you know what I'm saying? Like, or not necessarily storytellers all the time, but I like when you can rap about something that you've been through and it adapts to everybody. That shit means everything to me, because disrespecting women only gonna go so far. Talking about the money only gonna go so far. The cars, the clothes, it's only gonna, like Fetty Wap, for example. Where is Fetty Wap right now?
Right.
Exactly. So, I mean, like you said, the Joeys and the Kendricks, even I'll throw J. Cole in that situation as well.
Yo, bro, hold on. We gotta stop at Fetty Wap, fam, because niggas was on my head on the timeline when I was calling them trash. When that My Way joint came out and I said he was trash, I called him a one-hit wonder before anybody else said it. People was on my head talking about I'm hating. I just knew he didn't have any staying power. He didn't have anything that made him different. You know, like, the whole one eye thing was like a funny joke, but that's not nothing that will make you like a staple in the music game. You know what I'm saying? So, I knew from the beginning. I was like, man, this thing ain't gonna last. And it ain't no disrespect to him personally. It was exactly. Same thing with Soulja Boy. When you make music with substance, it has staying power. It's lasting. It's something you still want to listen to. You know what I'm saying? Like, but when you make that party music and mumble rap stuff, that's not something we gonna listen to forever, like from years from now. If you make a dancing song, it'll be cool, but then it's gonna die off like always. So,
absolutely.
I mean, it's no disrespect to them rappers personally, but
it's just can't rock with it. I feel you,
man. So let's transition real quick. We gotta talk about some superstars, man. I feel like, because we don't debate the music, you know, and our goal is to definitely debate music, of course, and. Right. I want all the listeners to know that there are some artists we will never mention in top list because they don't belong on any list. Like, so when I say superstar, what's the first name that comes to mind?
I gotta throw one out there, R. Kelly, bro. I can't put R. Kelly in no top five. No, I can't. I just can't. R. Kelly has given us too much.
R. Kelly, you know, people gonna get in your head about that because of the whole the underage girl situation, man.
I can't even. I'm not even. But that, I'll even get on my own head about that. But R. Kelly has too many hits for me to count on my hands. it would be disrespectful to put that man in a top 10, a top 5. That is what you consider a superstar. Another one would be, even though he's not with us anymore, I would say Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson, he did way too much. I couldn't even say he belongs in R&B or pop. I feel like, of course, we call him the king of pop, but it's like when you talk about the top pop singers, you can't put him in there with the top pop singers because he's just too high. He's above all of them. I don't even want to hear him mentioned in the same breath as The Weeknd or Bruno Mars and all that crap. I don't want to hear that. Like, Michael Jackson's untouchable. Like, Michael Jackson, Prince, those are two gentlemen alone that are in a different realm when it comes to music, performing, all of that. Like, just stardom, period. We don't even debate them. Like, they're not debatable. Those are the undebatable. That's what we're going to call this list, the undebatables. Like, Prince and Michael Jackson. Who else we got on there?
Oh, you threw Prince? Okay, yeah, Prince is on there. Sade.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sade has to be on there because, I mean, her music is time. That's what you call timeless music.
Hey, I was telling somebody on the timeline the other night, man, sometimes you got to just relax. You feel me? Turn off the trash mumble rap. And when I'm listening to music at midnight, 1 in the morning, I'm chilling, vibing. I don't want to hear no rap, man. That's when you turn on Sade and you turn on soul music. Like, I don't want to hear all the rap, man. So Sade is perfect vibe music. I got her in the playlist on my phone under vibes. You know what I'm saying? Her music is perfect when you chilling on the balcony, relaxing. That's what I want to hear at that time. Damn, who else would you put on there? I think Beyonce.
Yep.
Because Beyonce is one of the few artists who doesn't need Beyonce any promotion.
She's like an auntie or like a big sister.
Man, she doesn't need any promotion. She doesn't need to drop any hints. She don't need to do anything. If she put out an album right now, the internet is going to shut down. Like, you remember when she put out the album last time and Apple Music shut down? Like, people had to, like, the downloading stopped working. Like, that's how bad it was. Like, it literally stopped working. That was insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she put out the visuals too. Like, the visuals on another level.
They were on another level. It was something that nobody anticipated or expected. Like I said, that whole Lemonade album was an HBO production. And that shit was crazy. Like, she did it back to back. The Beyonce album, the first one with the drunk. Let's just talk about Drunk in Love for a second.
That was legendary.
Everybody and their mama liked that song.
That was legendary.
So, exactly. Now, Lemonade, I wasn't feeling. I ain't gonna lie. Lemonade, I wasn't feeling because that just was for, you know, just niggas who dog women out. That's just what I took from it. And, like, the memes and everything.
Man, that Drunken Love joint was fire, man. That was classic. But I think Beyonce has a lot of songs that are classic. I got a good question. What is Beyonce's best album, in your opinion?
Ooh, wee, that is a dope question. And that is hard as hell as well, I want to add. Shit. I would have to say 4.
4. Okay. I debate with you, man. I got to say Beyonce. That Beyonce one that was called Beyonce Fire. The one where she
had all. You right. I can't say it wasn't because she had Drunk in Love. She had Partition.
Man, she had everything. She had the joint with Drake. She had Superpower with Frank Ocean. Flawless, like, that was her best album.
She had everybody's fan. I woke up like this.
Man,
like,
see, most people say it's the other one because she just came out with it, you know, and she had some dope visuals, but I think...
Lemonade?
Yeah, they'll say Lemonade was the best one, but I think that was it was good. The visuals were her best visuals, but as far as the music goes...
I say that was her most personal album.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. So,
I won't say it was the best. I mean, it was something that was sacred to her. And I think it was the kind of, she tried to make a statement with it. But she got, like I said, Beyonce has hits too, like too many to count. Like, I could name five just sitting right here, just off the top of my head. Irreplaceable, Upgrade You, Drunk in Love.
Hey, you know, one of my favorite songs by her, I'm not even going to lie. One Plus One, and One Plus One is fire, and Me, Myself, and I. Not even going front. Dope tracks.
Right, I like there, One Plus One. One Plus One is amazing. I can't front. That shit is hot. That's the kind of song I would want to play, like, at a wedding or some shit.
Yeah, and, man.
Me, Myself, and I is deep.
Yeah.
One of mine would be, it would have to be, it could just be the beat for me, but I would say Ring the Alarm. Of course, Upgrade You would be in that category. But like I said, man, she got way too many, like way too many.
Yeah, man, she's definitely untouchable. And so who else do we put up there? Personally, I feel like there are some artists who kind of had it, but they ruined it. I mean, right now, nobody. But I think there are some artists who could have had that legendary status that was untouchable, but just didn't stop when it
like Anne-Marie. Bro, it was so many out there. It was Anne-Marie. It was LaToya Luckett. Well, you know what? I take that back. There is somebody up there with Beyonce. Mary J.
Oh, that's debatable.
It is debatable.
It's debatable.
And we gotta throw that out. We gotta throw that out. We gotta do a poll.
I don't feel like
Sometimes
Mary is a superstar
gotta
like that.
We gotta. I know who I'm taking.
I don't know. I don't think Mary J is on that superstar status. I would say, even though I'm not a big fan, I would say Mariah Carey is up there higher than Mary J.
Even after the New Year's Eve debacle?
I mean, yeah, like I said, I'm not even a fan. I think that she's, in my opinion, mediocre, but her numbers
she
are
is
higher.
Though. Mariah is up there. I can't even front. She is definitely. I mean, she had, what, ODB on the song. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, man. She's I don't know. I think it's harder for rappers to reach that status. It's like almost like they have to get murdered or something. It's insane. Like,
yep.
Like, they have to, like, we of course would say Tupac, Biggie. And it's like, you hate to put it like that to where you have to be killed to be considered a legend. Stupid ass criteria, man. But I think that's part of what people put up there. This is one of the artists I was going to say that I think could have been a legend if he was stopped sooner. And just would have fell to the background and started producing a lot. Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Lil Wayne could have definitely. I would say 50% of Lil Wayne is superstar. And the other half of him is like I'm not going to say mediocre because that would be disrespectful. He's like superstar, legendary. You know what I'm saying? Because Lil Wayne paved the way for a lot of people. Being from New Orleans and like we talked about previously, he started a record label. He gained opportunities.
Wait. Okay. So we got Lil Wayne on there for sure, right?
Yeah. You got to. For giving us Drake, you have to put Lil Wayne on there.
And Nicki, too. That's
yeah,
true.
So you have to.
Yeah.
So no question.
This
same with Jay-Z. You got to throw Jay-Z up there, because if it wasn't for Jay-Z, we wouldn't
have nobody.
No half of these niggas. Freeway, we wouldn't have half of them.
Okay, this is
Kanye.
We got one more debate. I want to end the show on this debate. This is our last one. I see this one a lot. Is Kanye one of the best? People keep saying he's one of the best rappers ever. Personally, in my opinion, I feel like Kanye is one of the best producers ever. Like, definitely
okay.
Top 10. But okay. I wouldn't say he's a top 10 rapper. I would say as far as producing and creating good content, that's Kanye all day. But as far as rapping, it's not really. I can't put him top 10. I got too many other lyricists that's better than him, that make better songs than him, that make better party songs or whatever. I can put people ahead of him. But I would definitely say he's one of the top producers ever, like without question. So what do you think? Is Kanye one of the best rappers ever or producers?
I'm going to say he is. I'm going to say he is both.
What? Oh, no. So not rapper.
I'm gonna say yeah, because College Dropout had so many like bars on it. Kanye's sound is out of this world. Like production wise, like that whole Common B album alone was just, man, I can't even find words to say. To this day, that album is still relevant. So production wise, I can never take nothing away from Kanye. Lyrically, I can understand why you feel he's not, but I would say yeah for me, yeah.
We had to make a list like of like top rappers. Kanye would be in like the top 25, but he wouldn't be in the top 10. You feel me? Like he'll be at like 13 or between 13 and 20, somewhere in there. You know what I'm saying?
So if you can give me a top 10, who would your top 10 be?
Top 10. I actually thought about this a lot.
It don't even have to be in order.
Not in order, but definitely Jay-Z, Nas, Andre 3000, Biggie, Tupac. This is going to shock you. I would say Fab.
No, that's not going to shock me.
Definitely Fab. Scarface. See, this is where I always get mixed up at. I would say I'm putting Eminem up there.
Okay, well, see, I can understand why Kanye would be 11, 12, 13. I can understand why now.
Yeah.
If you would have said some other shit, then it would have been, hold on, man. I can understand that.
We'll save the whole top rapper list for another episode, but
absolutely.
I think he fits more into the top producer category. And I would say he should be in that superstar status, you know, just because of, not only because of the music he's given us from himself and other artists. I would say
he elevated Pusha T's career alone.
Man, like, exactly. Next level. I would say that's also, you got to put him in there because of what he's done for his career and everybody else's, you know, and his out of the studio antics, you know, just things that he does that have been just attention grabbing, not necessarily positive or negative. But
that's what nobody understands. Like, they think the man is crazy, but the nigga's doing it. He's doing it for a reason. It's a method to his madness. Let's not act like the life of Pablo wasn't an amazing body of work. Like, let's not, you know what I'm saying? I was looking at a report earlier, and it was saying that it was the first stream only album to ever go platinum. I mean, to go platinum. And that's huge. Like, I don't even think I've seen Life of Pablo copy in stores. Actually, I haven't. And yeah, we got to do that debate about rappers. We also have to do a debate about producers as well, because it's a lot of producers out here, a lot. And I want to dumb it down and see who's the top 10. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So as far as our undebatables, we got Kanye, Beyonce, Michael Jackson, Prince, and Lil Wayne.
Yeah, okay.
Those are the five we got right now, but we're going to ask for y'all to tweet us some more, man. That's all we have.
Is there anybody else you could throw in there?
Nah, I don't really, off the top of my head, as far as rap R&B stuff goes, you know, the stuff we listen to consistently, obviously. I would say we got to have another conversation when it comes to moguls, because then you got to put in like Diddy.
Oh yeah.
Russell, even though, Simmons, all that.
Let's be clear. Diddy sucks as a rapper. Let's be clear. I mean, you know what? That's disrespectful. I'm not even going to say he sucks, but you know, he can hold his own. I will say that.
Yeah, man. So, those are undebatables. If y'all got some more, please send them to us. I'm gonna do a poll because I want to see what people think, if it should be Mary J or Mariah Carey. We gotta do.
Oh, that's
poll.
A good one. We gotta that do definitely that is a good one. Yeah, Beyonce, Mariah. I like that one.
I mean, I know Beyonce. Yeah. People pick Beyonce over Mariah.
Beyonce will kill Mariah, but Beyonce will kill Mary J. I think Mary J versus Mariah. I mean, yeah, versus Mariah Carey is dope. Like, that's, you know, yeah.
Wait, I'm with that. You know what? One more. What do you think about Snoop?
Ah, Snoop is a legend.
Snoop is undebatable too, right?
Snoop is in there because he paved the way for a lot of people on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's like Dr. Dre being in there.
Yeah, we gotta make a different category for people like Dre and Snoop, though, because I would say...
Exactly. Pioneers, I would say.
Yeah, pioneers. Because Russell Simmons, Dr. Dre, those are like... Diddy, those are pioneers. And then Snoop is like him and Fab are like people who I would say are just models of consistency. Like, they've been in the game forever. Fab, yeah, they only know him for his Jersey game, but let's be honest. How long has Fab been rapping? At least 20 years, and if he drop an album or mixtape right now, people go and buy it. You know what I'm saying? And he got a $20 million empire. It's ridiculous, dog. People got to stop sleeping on Fab. He's in my top 10. But that's our episode of Debate the Music. Sleeper picks, who you got, man?
Hey, I'm about to shock a lot of people with this sleeper pick, but this song has been in my freaking head like for the last 3-4 days. And it's not, I don't know if a lot of people have heard it, but just the message in this song is so, so dope. You may have not heard of this dude, but I never heard of him until I was on Apple Music one day. And it was in the rap category, and I just so happened to listen to the song, and I'm like, this ain't rap, but this has a dope, like, feel to it. The name of the artist is Raggin' Bone Man. I know. And the name of the song is called Human. And it's like he, you know what I'm saying, describing basically what it is. Like, I'm a human, you know, don't put the blame on me. I make mistakes. I'm not perfect. But it's just, the song is huge and I like it, man. It's like one of them songs that you just really, I would say workout music. Like, it's one of them songs that you want to, you know, feel good about while you working out or while you just chilling, you know. I like it, though.
Okay, let's play that.
Sorry, y'all. No, I had to change it up a little bit. But what's yours, bro?
So for me, I've been listening to the song for a while. I figured I'd finally share it with everybody else. It's called Flights and Breakups. The guy's name is Ye Ali. This dude got some dope tracks with some, actually, he's like a low-key rapper, but like this dude got some, he got some joints, man. He got a song with K-Camp. Fire, man. His album is called Trap House Jodeci. It's fire, man. Y'all got to check that on Apple Music. Let me go ahead and play this.
Go ahead and give us that.
Can you come over? Let's make a movie. Move. You know the drill, you know how we do it.
Get that. Let it run. Wait. Let sonic rounds round the corner. Skirt, skirt. Shout it on poppin', you can take a little trip if you want it.
Little trip, take a little.
Smoking out the W, I just need another. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, he got that gas on him right now. She got that ass, go ahead, bite down. All of these hoes, it's enough to go around. Yeah, yeah. Roll up the paper, I can't do the wood. Aye. I just found out that I'm misunderstood. Aye. Mixing the Henny up with the Red Bull. Shout her, know what's up, she can smell my aroma. Black shades on with my brothers, no Jonas. Skirt, skirt. Donuts around the corner. Trying to fuck up the whole summer. Aye. I know you know exactly where I'm at. Where I'm at. I know you know exactly where it's at. Where it's at. Pull up in that Porsche, all black, hot boy, what you call that? Call that. I know you know exactly where I'm at. I know you know exactly where it's at, where it's at. Pull up in that Porsche, all black, skirt, skirt. Hot boy, what you call that? Shout it, she know what to do, do. Shout it, she know how to move, move. I had that pussy one time.
One time.
Don't make me pull up on you. Shout it, she know what to do. Shout it, she know how to move, move. I had that pussy one time.
One time.
Don't make me pull up on you.
Pull up on you.
Word on the city. Girl, you a bad thing. Made love in the bathroom. Knock the pussy out, I want to. Let's make a movie. You got the best view. That pussy break up happy homes.
Actually, I'm sorry about that. I said the wrong name. I meant to say What It Do. That's the song I wanted to put in there with K-Camp. What To Do. So, hope y'all get that. Yeah, man, thank y'all for listening to another episode of Debate the Music. Definitely go check out our website, greatnesspodcastnetwork.com.
Hit us on Twitter, KingTail21, and hit us on Instagram as well at Debate the Music. We're going to continue to post the sleeper picks as well as I want to start posting the poll results on there too for the people that don't have Twitter, so they can kind of follow it and see what we're doing. So, artists, if you want to be on the show, you know what, Chris? I think we should get a guest host Saturday to talk about Kendrick album. I don't know who, but I feel like we could, you know, get somebody on here to see, you know, a third opinion, to see how they feel about it as well.
All right, man. We could definitely do that. So, yeah, man. Thank y'all for listening.
Checking out.